Dear friends, I am Yeshua, your brother, your soulmate. I am with you today to speak with you about a question that many of you have thought about. Many of you wonder whether your current life is your last one on earth, and you feel that your journey on earth may be ending and that you are completing a cycle of lifetimes in which you gained a lot of experience, but also feel somewhat disillusioned or tired or weary because the earth plane can be very heavy and dense and therefore be draining to the soul, to you in human form. And so many of you wonder or wish or hope that this will be your last lifetime and that you do not have to return to Earth again. And before I talk about this question, this issue, I'd like to invite you to feel for yourself where this question comes from inside of you. You are unique, you are individual. So, what kind of feelings do you have about this issue? Are there specific emotions which are associated with this question of whether this is your last lifetime on Earth? Is it a consistent feeling you have that this may be your last time around, or is it more of an emotion that sometimes impulsively comes up when you feel outraged or disappointed or just really sad about everything that's going on Earth? So just tune into the layer of feelings and emotions that you have about this. What is your deepest feeling about why you are here right now? And about what is your purpose being here in this life? Just become very calm and quiet and feel it. And the reason I ask you to do this is that after you cross over to the other side, after this life, but also between other lifetimes, it's actually you who makes the decision where to go, which direction to go. It's not really something that happens outside of you. It may seem so because you do receive guidance when you are on the other side. You are surrounded by loving guides, by help in all kinds of forms and shapes. But it's you who is asking for it. You are the creator, and all of creation wants you to be a creator. So there's the utmost respect for your free will, your free choice, and you being a creator. This is also why everything that you attract to you, whether in the afterlife or in an earth life, an incarnated life, all that you attract to you somehow originates from something inside of you, whether it's fully conscious or unconscious or semi-conscious. So you may wonder why, after having gone through a really hard lifetime on Earth, and surely several of your past lives on Earth were brutal, were traumatizing, and you had very deep experiences with rejection or feeling betrayed, experiencing deep emotional or physical pain. So you may wonder, why did I choose to return to Earth? Did I forget about the level or the depth of the pain I experienced here? Sometimes you feel, I know that you feel like you were misinformed, that you weren't as much aware as you should be of what was lying ahead of you when you jumped into this life on Earth. Because it seems that when you are on the other side, in an atmosphere of light, higher wisdom, more harmony and peace, then it may seem like a good idea to jump into another lifetime on Earth. However, when you actually go in to an incarnation, become a human being, and have to deal with the density and the negativity or the violence, the fear on the earth plane, it may seem that you never signed up for this. So how's that working? How did you choose to be here? First of all, you need to understand that your soul is in a process of growth and learning. So your soul is not complete yet. And maybe it never is. Maybe it's always expanding and exploring and growing. But the soul is in a process of growth, becoming more and more aware, and also adding depth to itself. And when there are unresolved emotions that stemming from a past life or multiple past lives, and these emotions are a bit like a fire or a passion, and they can be both negative and positive. There can be a lingering anger or fear or sadness, but also idealism and the desire to change things, or simply the desire to experience life in all its variety and in all its aspects. And so there is a fire in the soul, so to speak. And as the soul grows older, when it matures, the fire becomes light, so to speak. Another way of, in other words, it becomes more conscious. So in the process of going through incarnations, you gain not only experience, but also wisdom. And it's the mixture of experience and wisdom, or experience and consciousness, that is ultimately the purpose of your journey. It's what constitutes growth. Growth is not just an accumulation of experience, it's combining the experience or transforming it into wisdom. And that's what you are doing in the course of multiple lifetimes. And in doing so, this fire, the fire of what you could call the raw emotions, the fiery, pure emotions, it becomes more refined, it becomes more calm, more balanced. And emotions that are not yet embraced by awareness, by wisdom, they are like a kind of dark spots which the soul yearns to enlighten, or yearns to explore and envelop, embrace with knowledge and awareness, with light. So the soul deeply yearns to enlighten itself, but to do so, it has to find and in some way even create dark spots by going through incarnations, going through very deep experiences, also of self-loss, forgetting, and feeling disconnected and disconnected from its own divinity. And by going through these deep experiences of alienation and self-denial, at some point the soul reaches a kind of threshold, a kind of crisis. And this happens, or has happened, to all of you, almost all of you who listen to this message. And from this point on, the soul is more and more focused on gaining wisdom rather than gaining more experiences. So it's a kind of maturing stage. And when you become older as a soul, you understand that the true challenge in any lifetime is always on the inner level, on the psychological level. And it's always about understanding how you create your own inner reactions to outer events, how you create the landscape of your psyche, your emotions, your feelings. And when you have this growing sense of responsibility and being a creator, then you are already overcoming or transforming these fiery emotions, these not yet these emotions not yet embraced by consciousness. And the thing with strong emotions is that when you are in it, when you kind of go under in these emotions, you feel that you are a victim. You are, when you're very angry, when you're deeply sad, you feel that there is a confusion inside, that something outside of you, something unexpected, threw you into this pool of emotion. Like when you're deeply angry, you feel that something, someone outside of you, treated you unjustly. When you're very sad, you feel that somehow something happened that shouldn't have happened, and that is deeply hurting you. And these are all very human reactions. So to grow doesn't really mean that you don't have human emotions anymore, but it does mean that there is a level of awareness there from which you sense and also are prepared to embrace the emotion in such a way that you bring understanding, that you surrender to a higher level of wisdom, and on this level things start to make sense, and you don't dwell too long in these deeply unsettling emotions, and you get back in touch with the level of your soul on which you know that there are meaningful reasons why certain things happen. So you trust more, you surrender more. There's a higher level of felt wisdom there. There's more faith, more trust. So as this process of growth unfolds, you can kind of sense when your journey has entered the final, your journey on Earth, of Earth incarnations, has entered the final stage. And it doesn't mean that you are perfect, and also after you finish your cycle of lifetimes on Earth, things will not become static, like new adventures will follow. You will still want to learn and evolve and have new experiences. So what characterizes the end stage of your time on Earth is that you have a certain mastery of your own inner landscape, your own inner life. So you still have ups and downs and emotions, but there is this deeper wisdom inside of you that helps you balance these emotions and become peaceful again, and also to forgive. Because when you truly know that you are the creator of everything that happens inside you, then you're also more able to understand other people and where they're coming from, and more able to see through it and forgive, have compassion. As you have compassion with your own emotional ups and downs, you also have compassion with what happens in other people, inside of other people. And so to come back to this question of why you chose this particular lifetime on Earth, knowing that it could be really hard and difficult, to even be here in this density, in this having to deal with this amount of fear and negativity in collective consciousness. So there was a part of you, there was something unresolved at the emotional level. And it could have been fear, or it could also be a sense of guilt, or a deep confusion. Many of you had entered this life with painful trauma that was caused by previous lives, and you wanted to resolve it, meaning that you wanted to bring consciousness, compassion, understanding to the emotions that got kind of frozen, that couldn't be transformed at the end of the previous lives. And you chose to come back to Earth because this is where the trauma arose, where you wanted, so to speak, to solve the problem where it started. When you become human again, you can relive the unresolved emotion because it's triggered by certain external events that you often choose on the soul level. So you start to relive the trauma, and then you have an opportunity to you have a better opportunity to deal with it than during the past life. In a way, you have incarnated to become the healer of past trauma. You are now healing your past lives, and you're able to do it because this lifetime offers you opportunities to connect with your wisdom and with your light. And that's why many of you, all light workers, feel drawn to inner work, because deep in their souls they feel this urge to heal themselves, heal their past lives, and to become whole, to integrate the lost parts of them, and to reach that stage of maturity from which they can choose to let go of returning to Earth. And this is what the question is about. Many of you, when you embarked on this lifetime, you had this feeling of opportunity, like, in this life I could bring completion, or I could get to a place of self-healing, which is really profound, addressing the deepest trauma, the deepest pain. And many of you are doing it, and sometimes you, or many times you judge yourself and think you're not doing it well enough, that you are still stuck, that there's so much trauma or pain or insecurity, fear, that it seems that you will not overcome it. However, you do underestimate your own strength, your inner strength, your wisdom. And I'm actually here to remind you of this, to remind you of your light, your willingness to face all this, this, the, the, the lingering dark spots, so to speak, to finish these unresolved emotional issues. This the resolve to do this is a sign of maturity and courage and honesty. And when you have this intention of facing these dark spots, then they will appear to you, and you shouldn't be overwhelmed by it, because you are the creator, you asked for it, and you are able to handle it. This is sure. Your soul was guided when it entered this lifetime. You are the one who decided it, who chose it. But the universe, your guides, all these beneficial energies, they want to make sure that you will receive the right guidance when you are in this human life, that you will attract the right opportunities to you, the right people or circumstances to complete your mission. So trust yourself, and don't, your goals are on the inner level. Your purpose is to become mature, to feel and experience your own wisdom, to awaken it in this life. And don't compare yourself with what the world considers to be successful, or what collective consciousness considers to be successful. It's the old soul has its own agenda, and when you truly know and feel deep inside of you that it's your purpose to finish what was still unresolved, and to end your journey on earth in this life, then it will be so. You are the creator, and the reason I asked in the beginning to check what are your feelings, emotions about this question, is that I would like you to distinguish between like emotional impulses, such as, oh, I want to get out of here, it's horrible, I want to go to a more evolved place, I feel homesick. These can be very strong emotions which can come and go, but there's also a deeper flow which is more constant. It's more like a knowingness, more quietly, and in which you simply realize that your journey is almost done here, that you're still working on some long-standing issues, which is okay. That's part of the job, so to speak, in this last lifetime. And when you get in touch with this deep layer of knowingness, you can also start to enter a level of peacefulness which makes you appreciate what is good about earth life, what the things you cherish, the things you enjoy. It can be simply enjoying the abundance of nature, the beauty, the peacefulness, or having fun with friends, being in traveling around, seeing what earth has to offer, the variety, the people you speak with. And because there's no need anymore to judge or to change or to fix things, then you can simply take it in with a sense of wonder and appreciation. And this experience, experiencing life on Earth with a certain detachment and wonder, can be deeply fulfilling to your soul. Also remember that all the love and affection and deep feelings that you have ever had for other people and they for you and or with other living beings in general, it will not get lost. It will never, you will take it with you to wherever you will go, in on the other side, in the wherever you will go in the universe. So the Earth experience is not lost ever. And the particular wisdom and the kind of experiences that you went through on Earth are truly unique and have brought you a lot of depth and wisdom. And so to end this journey with a sense of wonder about what it's like to be human is a beautiful way to end it. And as you start, as you enter this level of peacefulness and detachment, you will always, you will become in some way a teacher to other people. And this may be, may not even be so kind of visible or very specific, but you will radiate a certain consciousness which affects other people and somehow inspires them or offers them healing. And so the final stage of your journey on Earth is not just about self-healing, but also often about offering a healing frequency to others. And this in itself is a source of joy and fulfillment for your soul. I'd like to end by saying that if you truly feel and want that this is your last life on Earth, then have faith, trust that it will be so, and that you will follow the signs and will know exactly what to do to heal yourself, to shine light on the dark spots, and to find the joy of balance, of detachment, and sharing your light with others. Trust yourself. You're wise. You are mature. Embrace the wisdom and light that is inside you. Thank you.